Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, December 7th. Currently with fair skies, it is 19 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.16. The dew point is 13 degrees and the wind chill is 12 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. It's the season for holiday scams. The holiday shopping season is a prime opportunity for identity thieves to try to steal personal information.
IRS Acting Commissioner Doug O'Donnell says many people will be using laptops and personal devices to share sensitive financial information. The Security Summit reminds everyone to stay safe while holiday shopping with the following considerations, such as don't shop on unsecured public Wi-Fi in places like a mall, and keep security software for computers, tablets, and mobile phones updated. Check out the IRS's website for more information. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Wichita received a special designation this week. The National Park Service recognized the city as an American World War II heritage city for its connection to the war. Wichita has been instrumental in producing military aircraft, and the city provided jobs for thousands of war veterans in the 1940s. Wichita meat processing plants, flour mills, and oil refineries also supplied the troops. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available participating dealers while supplies last.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United Way?
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt said in a news release that a Goodland man pled no contest on Monday to charges of involuntary manslaughter and child abuse stemming from the death of an infant in May of 2020. 27-year-old Stephen E. Johnson of Goodland entered the plea in Sherman County District Court to one count of involuntary manslaughter and one count of child abuse. Judge Scott Showalter accepted the plea and set sentencing for 9 a.m. on January 30th in Sherman County District Court. The case stems from the death of a 3-month-old child on May 13th of 2020, and the case was investigated by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Goodland Police Department. The case was prosecuted by Assistant Attorney General Jessica Dome of Schmidt's office. Kansas game wardens are warning the public to be aware of the prevalence of coyotes where you work and live, saying that due to extreme drought, the animals are coming into towns more looking for water and food. Wardens said if you do spot a coyote in your neighborhood, keep calm, as most coyotes avoid people. Seeing a coyote out during the day is not a cause for alarm, because most times they're moving to a new area or looking for a place to rest, and coyotes are usually fearful of people. If a coyote displays no fear of people, he's probably been fed, so do not approach them. You can reinstill its fear by raising your arms and yelling to drive them away, which is called hazing. And unlike trapping, which sometimes catches pets or other wildlife, but rarely the coyotes are causing the problems, the Kansas game wardens advise that hazing works. They say the coyotes may mistake small, unattended pets as prey or attack large dogs they view as threats to territory or their dens. So you need to keep your animals safe, and they suggest two simple steps you can take that includes to watch your pets, keep your cats indoors, and never leave small dogs outside unsupervised or let any dog out of your yard off leash, and secure food and water sources for both domestic animals and wildlife. Feed and water your pets indoors and keep garbage secure and picked up. If coyotes come into your area or pose a threat, you should contact the nearest Kansas Wildlife and Parks office. With the drought persisting across Kansas, farmers say the winter wheat crop could be in jeopardy if moisture levels don't improve. They said last weekend's bout of rain was well received, but the overall lack of moisture is still substantial. Farmers report in some areas winter wheat is trying to germinate, but the lack of rainfall is working against it, with some saying this was the first fall where they didn't have adequate soil moisture to get wheat up, germinated, and out of the ground. Planting for winter wheat happened in October. Much of Kansas remains in severe to even exceptional drought, with a large swath of southern counties in the exceptional stage. Farmers are hoping for more rain or snow in the upcoming months and warmer weather in the short term to help the planted wheat get a strong start going into next year. In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities from sunup today, Wednesday, December 7th, to sunset tomorrow, Thursday, December 8th, in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Governor Kelly said this year marks the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, in which over 2,400 Americans lost their lives, and she encourages all Kansans to join her in remembering those killed on December 7th of 1941 and in honoring all veterans and service members who have given the ultimate sacrifice while defending our country. In Nebraska news, on Tuesday, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts announced his intention to seek the appointment to serve as the state's next U.S. Senator, as Senator Ben Sasse submitted his official resignation letter to Governor Ricketts on Monday, which will be effective January 8th of 2023. Ricketts said he will submit his application for consideration alongside all other applicants in the process Governor-elect Jim Pillen has laid out to fill Nebraska's upcoming Senate vacancy. Ricketts said that over the last 8 years, they've shown the world the real impact conservative leadership can have, and he wants to continue delivering results for Nebraska, fighting to reduce taxes, grow Nebraska's economy, defend their liberties, and run government more like a business. A Hastings man will serve time in prison for causing a crash that killed two teenagers over a year ago. According to court documents, on December of 2021, Anthony Pingle was charged with motor vehicle homicide, driving under the influence of alcohol, a stop sign violation, and obstruction of a peace officer. The incident happened in the area of 12th Street and Blaine in rural Adams County. Pingle ran a stop sign while driving drunk and hit a car carrying four people. The accident resulted in the deaths of 16-year-old Victoria Fleming and 18-year-old Tristan Owens. In September, as part of a plea deal, he pled no contest to two counts of manslaughter, two counts of third-degree assault, and one count of DUI. He was sentenced on Monday to 18 to 20 years on two counts of manslaughter, 1 year each for two counts of third-degree assault, and 60 days in jail on one count of DUI. Those sentences add up to 38 to 42 years in prison. According to Battalion Chief Jim Bopp, Lincoln Fire and Rescue crews were dispatched to a two-story apartment building on Tuesday night near 21st and A Streets around 8:20 p.m., where they found heavy flames coming mostly from the top floor. While attacking the blaze, firefighters searched for people inside, and everyone made it out. However, one person was taken to a hospital. Bopp said the preliminary investigation shows that the blaze was caused by a cooking fire that got out of hand. According to Lincoln Fire and Rescue, the fire caused $250,000 in damage to the building and $50,000 in damage to the contents. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Lady J basketball coach Cherry Brooks to talk about the team and their upcoming games in Goodland starting tomorrow.
I'm here with head girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks. Coach, last week you got the season started off and you traveled down to Hoxie to take on the Lady Indians. And going into that, you knew how good Hoxie was, but you come out with a loss. Let's talk a little bit about the first half of the Hoxie game.
The first quarter, I think we had a lot of first game jitters and just had a hard time knocking down shots. We got some good opportunities at times, but just weren't doing very well with connecting. But after being down and at the end of the fourth quarter, we came back and had a really aggressive second quarter and outscored them and brought the game within 3 points. But then kind of came out and struggled taking care of the ball in the third quarter and as well in the fourth quarter. But they also attacked the basket really hard, and Josie Kennedy was on fire from the three-point line and was aggressive penetrating as well.
Coach, with the margin of loss here, were you able to get several different combinations and bring some different kids off the bench?
Yeah, we played all 12 players. I just kept hoping that I could maybe put somebody in that would create a spark that would help turn things around, but unfortunately, that didn't take place.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your top scorer and rebound?
Our top scorer was Kara. She had 10, and then Avery Porter had 9, and Peyton had 7, and then Janessa had 5. So we had several players. We had a couple players that contributed 2 points as well, but we had several players that scored, just didn't maybe knock down as many shots as I think they're capable of making. We just got to find a way to get focused on that target and not change our shot according to the defense.
Of course, everybody knows that your team's awful young, and your junior varsity took a big loss also.
Yeah, Hoxie's younger girls are very talented, good shooters, and they attack the basket just as hard as those varsity girls do. And we had a lot of first-time players, first game actually forever for a couple of them, but anyways, in that JV. But they got good experience, and all of those girls got time on the floor as well.
Coach, you're going to be traveling to Goodland here this next week, and it's an early week for you. The game will be on Thursday against Lakin. But first of all, you know that you what to practice for with Lakin. What is some of the things that you've been learning about their team in practice?
Well, I have some film on them and was able to watch their game that they played last Friday against Wallace County. They have a couple of tall girls, like there's 2 5'10" and then a 5'11" that all start, so they've got some decent height, but then they have some girls that can knock down the three from the outside as well. They have new coaches and seem to have a lot of drive from what I've seen so far.
And then, like we mentioned, that Lakin game will be at 5 o'clock Central Time, and this is that being at Goodland. Should you win, you take the winner of the Goodland Ulysses, and of course, should you have lost, you'd either take the loser one of those two. What do you know about Ulysses and Goodland?
I don't know a lot about Ulysses yet. That's on my agenda to do this evening, is to get some film on them and talk to some coaches. Goodland is a spectacular team. They have they went to the state tournament last year, and they have good experience returning. They really only graduated one or two players last year, but their core scorers are back. And they played Syracuse on Friday night and kind of whooped up on them a little bit. They like to play, switch it up, and they play a man, and then they also play a 1-3-1. They have a lot of height, but yet they like to shoot from the outside too. But their height tends to create a lot of turnovers for people, and also they get a lot of second chance opportunities off their rebounding with their height. So we have got to take care of the basketball if we play them, and we've also got to box out.
On Friday, that game will start at 7 o'clock, regardless of who you play, Goodland or Ulysses. Of course, they also provide an auxiliary gym on Friday. But Saturday, what position, let's say what time would any of the games start on Saturday?
If we were to lose both games, say our first game against Lake and then our second game against whoever that might be, the first game that possibly that we would play at would be 12 p.m. And then after that, it's either 3 or 7 o'clock, I believe.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish the best of luck when you travel to Goodland for the topside tip-off. Of course, it's a 3 days of basketball, and should be some good basketball played at the Max Jones Fieldhouse. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brooks, and good luck to the girls in their games in Goodland. The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season. The Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will be closed on Monday, December 26th in observance of Christmas and Monday, January 2nd in observance of New Year's Day. And there will be no Saturday clinics at the Norton Medical Clinic on December 24th and December 31st. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly. And patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time. And as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic wish everyone a safe and healthy holiday season. More information on the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. Your schedule today for Norton County Schools, starting at 8:30 a.m., the Norton County Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge at the Norton Community High School and Norton Junior High School. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be stuffed crust cheese pizza, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ground beef stroganoff, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 52, with the west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming east in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a chance of snow and freezing rain before 3 a.m., then a chance of freezing rain. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 25 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 50% with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. On Thursday, there's a chance of freezing rain before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It should be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 41 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. And on Thursday, the chance of precipitation is 50%. On Thursday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 18. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather, on Friday, should be sunny with a high near 48. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 51. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. On Monday, mostly partly sunny with a high near 55. And on Tuesday, there's a chance of rain and snow. Should be partly sunny with a high near 41 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 19 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.16. The dew point is 13 degrees, and the wind chill is 12 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We are under a winter weather advisory that will be in effect today, tonight at 9 p.m. until tomorrow, December 8th at 3 p.m. And your severe weather reports, closing, and delays are brought to you by The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:23.
So I switched to Boost Mobile and got this free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone.
Why do you think they call it the Galaxy?
Maybe because the Samsung Galaxy A23 has a huge screen, and galaxies are huge gravitationally bound systems of stars rotating around a supermassive black hole.
And the phone is free?
When you switch to Boost Mobile.
Cool. You lost me at gravitational rebound.
Switch to Boost and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. Limited time offer while supplies last. New customers only. Excludes tax. One device offer per line. Only available on certain networks. 5G not available everywhere. Additional restrictions apply. See local Boost Mobile store for details.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. On the Chiefs' final drive against the Bengals, there were some questions to be concerned raised about the play calling on that drive. And Matt Vergaram of Fansided.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. And he discussed the Chiefs' play calling on that drive and how that drive reflected that when the Chiefs' backs against the wall, they soon revert to some of their old habits.
But on that final drive, when they had to have it, they revert back to who they are. They just do not care that they can run the ball. They are going to just throw it and throw it and throw it and throw it and throw it. And they got down to the 40-yard line. And then they went throw, 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 miss field goal. When they could have run the ball a couple times and gotten that thing down near 2 minutes, they panicked. And they threw the ball. And on that last play, on that 3rd and 4, I mean, the Bengals dropped 8 guys. You run the ball there, you get a first down. But the Chiefs don't want to do that. So they take a sack. And then on 4th down, why they keep the field goal, I have no idea. I don't get it. I don't understand it. If you're the Bengals, you have to be thrilled to death that they kick that field goal, even if he hits you. So I thought it was an egregious error by the Chiefs.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Your hardworking John Deere compact utility tractor deserves to be taken care of. And right now is the best time to get your equipment serviced at Prairieland Partners. Choose from a silver or gold service package on compact tractors under 100 horsepower. Plus, they are offering hauling specials for your convenience. Visit PrairielandPartners.com or call today to get your equipment serviced by a John Deere certified technician.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.org.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, an upper-level disturbance is moving east from the southwestern part of the country. Moisture was also flowing along the jet stream from the Baja area of California into the southern plains, with some tropical moisture off of the Pacific, and a much larger trough was over a good part of Canada in the northern plains, while an additional wave of energy was sliding toward the Pacific Northwest. We have weak high pressure over the central part of Kansas, and most of the moisture is now in eastern Texas and parts of Arkansas. Low clouds continue to expand across the area for us today. We were seeing some patchy fog and freezing fog. Today's high in the mid to upper 40s. with rain likely beginning later today in southern Kansas and a high in the low 50s. A wet or weather advisory in effect tonight and overnight into tomorrow across northwest and northern Kansas. This includes Hill City, Goodland, and Hayes, where folks may see 1 to 2 tenths of an inch of ice accumulation through the early morning hours on Thursday. Lows in the 20s and low 40s.